This is lesson number 9 of Your First Info Product. And in this training, we are going to talk about uploading your course material. At this point, you should have created your sales copy. You've obviously created your info product now to be at this step. And also, you have created some graphics. And so now it's time to get the graphics, the sales copy potentially, and your info product up and live on the internet. So to do that, we need to upload our course material. And to do that, there's a couple of tools. Number one that I use for uploading my video files, my MP3 files, is I upload my course material to Amazon S3. That's the first thing I do because it offers the best customer experience. There's no delays in downloads. And it's the cloud service. And so that means your files are safe in the cloud. And further, your customers are able to access that material a lot quicker. And there's no server lags. You don't have to worry about, you know, having too many people downloading at one time. It's also very low cost. The price of it has gone down extremely low. I've done some of my largest launches online with a lot of video content, and it has not been that expensive at all to have. So it's very inexpensive, and it's really used by a lot of people. It's widely used and respected by all marketers. So uploading to Amazon S3 is something really powerful to do. You just go to amazon.com/S3. There is a couple ways you can upload into Amazon S3, and it used to be more complicated. It really has gotten a lot easier for you. They actually have a really simple, you can upload it through their web interface. So you just upload through the Amazon S3 browser, which I find to be extremely simple to do. And then there's also another tool out there called Bucket Explorer. And so that is one option. The second thing you can do to upload your files, if you do not want to use Amazon S3, is you can upload them to your current hosting company. And so to do that, I use an FTP software called FileZilla, and it's a free software. You can just do a Google search for it. And what FileZilla does is it allows you to get the files from your computer up to your web hosting server, just like you're taking the files from your computer and uploading them to Amazon S3. And so to do this step, you're going to, you know, go in. Down here, I've got a picture of what FileZilla looks like. You're going to copy and paste the files from your computer and upload them to the right, which is going to go to your web hosting server. And then from there, you can right click, and now you've got the links to your download pages. You've got the links to all your course material out there as well. And you need to upload your course material. So that'd be like your MP4, the audio files, those types of things need to be uploaded so that you can move on to the next step. So this step is to upload your course material, your MP4, your PDFs, your MP3 files, either through Amazon S3 or through FileZilla, because in the next step, we're going to go over step by step how to set up your download pages, and you're going to need to have these files loaded up for this next step.